T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, what are welcome you doing? Back.
No, Conklin upsets the whole apple cart.
No, Rhea screwed everything up. I don't want to point this out. It Russ Tucker, who went to Princeton, I would know that.
Right.
So she's doing the thing. She's doing a kind of a rehash of the game, and she goes, and Nick Sirianni was sifting through the rubbish. The term is rubble.
I know, I meant rubble.
But in this rare case, Al, rubbish was better.
Yes.
But she didn't do it intentionally.
No, you're looking at me while I'm doing it. I'm like, why is he staring at me like that? And then you told me, I just started laughing.
No, it was actually what you call a Freudian slip.
It was exactly a Freudian slip.
But it was perfect. And Russ Tucker is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Russ, how are you this morning?
Angelo, I'm awesome. How about yourself?
We are all very confused, and that is why we book you, Russ, because you could clear up some of our mysteries, all right? Number one. How long can a team hope to hide a bad football player?
I think on some level, I know where you're getting at with this.
Yep.
I think on some level, it depends on whether or not they're seeing any progress, number one, and number two, what their other options are. I mean, I keep hearing everybody say, you know, look, I get the text messages from my buddies. They're not real high on Jalen Reagor right now, to be kind. But my question would be, who are you going to put in there instead right now? I mean, Greg Ward, he dropped a touchdown too. I think they don't really have a better alternative, Angelo.
Yes,
I think
you
the
do.
Problem I have
Travis
is
– Travis Fulgham.
Yeah, you know
oh,
what?
Wow.
I know, that's a blast from the past. But in all sincerity, I don't think they have a better option right now, number one. My bigger issue is – why is he getting the ball so much? Like, why is he getting the target so much? You know, if you don't think Greg Ward is a better player to have out there than him or Arthego Whiteside or whatever, and that's fine, and he's still only in his second year and he missed a bunch of games last year and they want to try to develop him, I get all that. It just feels like the ball is being thrown to him a lot, and I don't know that teams were covering Goddard and Devontae Smith that well that many targets had to go to Reagor.
You're 100% right on that. Now, here's where it gets interesting, though, because Nick Sirianni, after the game Sunday, basically gives Hurts an F and said, you can't get anything higher than an F if you have 3 turnovers. Okay, I get it. It's unusual for the coach to say something negative about one of his players, but that's all right. Yes, Rhea just played this cut. On the final play, he's basically diming out Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins for not maintaining root discipline. And he is making excuses for Goddard. And I'm trying to understand why he's willing to openly criticize other players, but not the guy that cost them the football game.
So I didn't hear what he said, but he's not blaming Reagor at all?
I'm going to play it now.
Right.
We had him on yesterday, and he basically said that the standard, I'm sure he'd love to have those plays back. That's garbage, right? That's coach speak. But yesterday, when he was on our show, Ross, he said that it wasn't necessarily directed at Reagor the last play. It was a scramble, and he ended up being the one most open, so Hurts threw him the ball. By the afternoon, it was even different than that. Now, Devontae was actually the number one target. Here's the actual cut.
Yeah, we ran a shallow cross play where Devontae was the first read in that play. As a matter of fact, on that play, too, it's Devontae is 1A, and then you could say Dallas is 1B. The defense that they played – eliminated the 1B read of Dallas and it put it onto the Devontae. You know, we didn't do a great job executing the route discipline out of that play with Devontae and Quez.
He said they didn't run the right routes. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Hurts had no choice. He threw it to Rager.
Right. And so your question is, why is he calling those guys out but not
yeah.
Rager?
Yeah, exactly. Rager blew the game twice.
I think probably, Angelo, because that's obvious. Like, we can all see that. And we all can see that and know that, whereas – most people don't know that maybe Devontae Smith or Quez didn't do exactly what they were supposed to.
All right, I am bringing in an expert witness now. His name is Keith Jones, and Keith Jones an hour ago gave a different theory on why they are so protective of Jalen Rager.
The owner made the pick at the draft, and Russ, if you think back to it, all the discussion after that was all the work that Jeffrey Lurie was putting into watching tape, and most importantly, the emphasis that he was putting on speed based on what Kansas City had done in winning the Super Bowl the year before.
So what I would say, Jonesy, is first of all, I hadn't heard that about Lurie and speed and that he made the pick, but I would say if they're protecting Rager – I can assure you they'd be protecting Devontae Smith, too. I mean, they just traded up to take Devontae Smith number 10. So I think in general, they're going to give Rager more opportunities because he was a first-round pick. They're going to probably try to keep the heat off of him if they can a little bit because he was a first-round pick and because wasn't Rager the guy that was, like, really into social media last year?
Yes.
Could be. Yeah.
And was really, like going back at people and really affected
by that.
That's
right. He was.
But
you're right.
All I would say, though, Jonesy, is that absolutely happens that, they have kid gloves for high picks, especially if the owner is involved or, it's the GM's handpicked guy. But that would be the same for Devontae Smith. And he just kind of called out Devontae.
Devontae didn't go ahead of Justin Jefferson, though.
That's true.
There's a lot of controversy with that pick.
It was a bad pick. I mean, look, it's at this point, it's pretty clear it was a bad pick. I think we can all agree on that. Hopefully, Rager gets better and becomes a productive player. Jefferson is awesome. But if everybody knew Jefferson would be that awesome, he would have gone before the Eagles even picked in the first place.
All right, Russ, you were an offensive lineman for years, right?
Yep.
Did you ever get called for holding?
I did, yes.
Did you ever get called for holding and then say to yourself at the end of the game, man, I had a great game? That happened a lot?
Not really, no.
Did you ever get called for holding and it nullified a TD and then at the end of the game you said, boy, I did well?
I don't think so.
Did you ever get called for holding twice, nullified a TD, and then said, man, I had a great game? Did you ever do that?
I don't think I ever got called for holding twice. Definitely didn't say after I got called for holding twice right. And had a great game. And by the way, both of those were holds. Like I usually give the offensive lineman the benefit of the doubt. Those were holds.
All right. So yesterday, Nick Sirianni was asked about Nate Herbig, who had those two holds. One nullified a Boston Scott TD at a game they lost by 6. Listen to what he said.
Nate did a lot of good things. I thought he played an above average game. And if he didn't have those two holding calls, I think he played a good game.
Anything on that, Russ?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, that might be a starting right guard now. And secondly, I will say to Herbig's credit, to go in at both center and right guard is not easy. To me, those holds were mental errors. He didn't need to do it. That's the thing that's so frustrating. In neither case was the guy going to make the tackle. He was trying to be overly aggressive. He didn't need to do it. Which is the part that's so maddening.
Well, but Russ, you're missing the bigger point, and that is we demand honesty in what we're seeing. You can't nullify a TD, play half a game, get two holding calls, and then have to listen to the coach tell us how well he played. That's insane, all right? It's insulting to my intelligence. You went to Princeton, so you even have additional intelligence. Why is it not insulting yours?
Well, I didn't go back and watch the coaching tape yet, but maybe he did play above average except for the
two holding
penalties.
No, you just said you can't do that.
except for the two holding penalties. Angelo, I've never been around anyone that asks as many leading questions as you do.
No, listen to me. I trapped you with
you
that.
Are unbelievable. I know.
Do you want to know this, Ross?
Are you trying to trap me? I thought we were friends.
No.
I'm
about to trap everyone. I have no friends. And I'm going to tell you this. This is like saying Herbig had a good game. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm great looking except for my head.
That's a fair point, actually.
All right, let's get to, I want to end on a good note. Jason Kelce. All right, Ross, as you see this, he had a bum knee. He got hurt, and he got back in that game and toughed it out for the rest of the game. You think he talked his way back in? And is that not an indication of what a warrior he is?
The guy's incredible. I mean, the guy is. You know what else I like about Kelce?
Yep.
Did you see when Herbig had his first hold? That was a blatant hold.
Yep.
And Kelce's on the sideline screaming at the ref, that's bleeping BS. I mean, Kelce's hilarious. Kelce had so much anger. I was sitting there thinking, Jason, like, that was a blatant hold, bro. but he's that, like, fired up and that loyal. Listen, I mean, if the Eagles had 22 Kelce's, they win the Super Bowl every year.
Absolutely right. I'm telling you. I love that guy. I had forgotten that play because they showed the replay. You went, wow, that's a hold. And he's swearing at him. That's BS. It was great. Russ Tucker, always fun, always interesting. Thank you, my friend.
See you guys.
All right. We will be talking to Brian Baldwin at 8 o'clock, and I will fire many of these same questions. Oh, you can't do what Sirianni did in this city yesterday.
Well, you don't.
You can't tell me that guy had a good game.
No.
When you lost by 6. That was a touchdown. You got no points out of it. You lost by 6. That was the game too.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't. And you can't tell people that have watched.
No,
he making a mistake here. Of there is a larger community than his locker room.
You're right.
You can preach to your locker room, but you have to know when you come in that you're coming into a culture that has seen more than you. They have. They just have. You can protect your locker room, absolutely. But you can't do it at the expense of telling people that they're not seeing what they're seeing and that they have a history that's longer than yours. So when you come out about Rager, they have a bigger history with him than you do.
Oh, Al.
Beautiful,
Al.
Welcome back.
Al, I would like that on a tablet or something. That was beautiful. That's gorgeous.
You got a tablet?
That was amazing, Al.
Yo,
I would read that if it was on a tablet.
Lou is up. Lou is on from Bonita Springs. Hi, Lou.
Brookie and the rookie. Been listening a long time. Going to miss you, pal. Now down to business.
Thank you, Lou. But I am going out strong, baby, and I'm very unhappy right now. How are you?
I'm miserable, to be honest with you. In Florida, I got DirecTV, and I've never been more miserable in my life watching these games.
Oh.
Okay, editorial comment. Sirianni's remarks regarding throwing to Rager is an exemplar of the front office attempting to justify a terrible waste of a first-round pick. Things don't happen in a vacuum. Had we addressed the secondary, had we addressed wide receivers, you might have Micah Parsons on your team.
It's going to torture us for 10 years.
He's okay, good, man. Wow.
He's terrific. I'm your age. All right, so we're on the back nine of life here. There's no mulligan. All right, I believe if something doesn't change with the front office, I don't think I'm going to see another Super Bowl. What do you think?
You're reading my mind from yesterday. I got an email yesterday, and in fact, I sent out a mass email, and somebody had said, "Wow, we better remember that 1-17 because it could be a long time." And then I was doing a math, Lou. And I ate a salad for lunch. I'm trying to prolong my life to see another one, but I probably saw the only one. You're right, Lou. Lou, you know what it is? I'm pretty sure it's never going to happen while Howie Rose was the GM. And I'm fairly sure it's never going to happen again while Jeff Lurie's the owner. I do. I don't think. And you know what, Lou? I look back on it now and say, man, that was a miracle.
It was a miracle.
Lou, everything lined up perfectly that people that are not very good at their jobs still got to win one.
Yep. And unfortunately, they didn't realize it. They thought that it was because of the great job they did and wanted to do more.
And as Al pointed out, Lou, if Wentz didn't get hurt, we wouldn't have won that one either.
You're the one who says that all the time.
I can't get past a salad for lunch. You're going to live longer. You're going to die Friday instead of Thursday?
No, Al. I am going even more. I talk. I have somebody I know who's a vegetarian. Oh, yeah. I have not ruled it out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you have.
I am not ruled out. I am not ruled
out. You
enjoy
a vegetable,
out.
Do you?
Lou, do you eat healthy?
No, I eat from the two major food groups, sauce and cheese, every day.
Lou, if you really want to see another one, I think you got to work out and eat healthy. That's all. That's what I'm thinking.
One word, statin drugs. What could I tell you?
All right. Lou, I need one word for the city. What do you got?
Inept.
Inept. Put it down. Rhea, do you have the list so far?
I do. I have inadequate. We threw out Lamont, so we removed pathetic. Disillusion, depression, inept.
All right. Russ Tucker, by the way, mm-hmm. was brought to you by First Trust Bank,
yeah.
official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. And when we come back, I just want to explore for a minute. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there who's getting away clean because it's a health issue. You don't get away with that, even on this show. Mm. So I'm coming back, and I'm going to talk about how great Jason Kelce is and how not great one of his teammates is.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. This is not going to go down well with a lot of people.
What is it?
I, unlike most talk show hosts, what I do it? Not accept medical issues.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
No,
I'm
going to
do it.
This.
I am going to do it. I've done it before with great success.
Oh, I don't even know.
No, I don't really think that you have.
I have a feeling this is going to get
bad. In my mind, great success. Okay. But first, let's get an update on our question with Ava Graham.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac. Wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealerships, closer than you think. What should the Eagles do with Jalen Reagor? 48% bench him.
All right. Wow. Almost half want him on the bench.
35% release him. So 17% want to play him.
Less than one in five in the city of Philadelphia would like to see Jalen Reagor on the field next Sunday against the Jets.
Mm. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Why would you?
So the number one thing mentioned in the comments, what do you think it is?
It's that he sucks.
It's that Howie Roseman
is
in control, so it doesn't matter anyway.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, but that script got flipped a little by that man, Keith Jones.
I heard.
Because he's thinking it's Lurie. And the more you think about it, it was a Zoom conference draft. And Lurie, the scouts were not even consulted.
They were shocked when they saw it on the air.
It was Lurie and it was Howie and a couple of the
Doug
yes
was there.
Men.
Yeah, Doug and Weigel,
yes,
I think.
All right. And no, this was Lurie. Lurie was the one
here. He was the one.
Not just Howie. Forget Howie for a minute. Lurie was the one who made this pick, and therefore it must succeed. Now, listen to this next thing here, Al.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because I saw a profile on Courage. You know, all week already I've been toying with, can I name a guy a winner of the week when he lost? Because what I saw from Jason Kelce was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that, and then I said, wow, he came back in. He was hurt. I know he'll play Sunday. He's played 117 straight games.
Yep.
That guy.
Warrior.
That's the guy I want on my football team. I love that man.
Yes.
He's got to keep going. When he was out and Herbig was in making all those holes and stuff, all he kept thinking is, oh, my God, is this a preview of the future? Because his contract is written, so this is his last year.
Yeah, I hope not.
Kelce has to come back.
Yeah, he does.
All right, but so I'm getting a report on Driscoll, who had the dreaded high ankle sprain. And listen to the byplay, because there is somebody who plays the right guard position who is a perennial Pro Bowler, although most of you forgot he's even on the team. Listen.
Jack Driscoll, high ankle sprain. It looks like he's going to be headed back to IR. And then as far as Brandon Brooks, we're going to still be evaluating. I'm not going to have a new update for you guys until after the bye.
I'm not getting an update till after the bye.
Yeah, well, he's got a bad injury.
Not a torn pec, a strained pec.
It's supposed to be 6 to 8 weeks, right?
Strained pec, they said 6 to 8, max 8. And in addition, they said Javon Hargrave had the same injury last year, strained pec, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
How many weeks has it been now? 8? 9?
I don't.
San Francisco, do the math. It's at least 8 weeks. All right? Not only is he not back, I don't get it. Update for 2 more weeks. Last year, Al, 14 million, 0 games, Achilles problem.
Well, he came back from that, though, quick.
Yeah,
he did.
For what reason? To play 2 games and go down with the pec indefinitely.
Yeah.
Right? All I'm saying is this. Suck it up.
Well, you can't. You'll hurt the team.
Get him.
Suck it up. All right? Because I watched the man suck it up on Sunday. He's never out, all right? I need a guy to get his ass back in and make some of the $14 million I'm paying him this year. I don't care if your pec is strained after 2 months.
But you can't play.
2 months? I am not
get
a doctor.
There, Al.
I don't want to hear no pec problems.
It's power. It's.
I don't believe in a pec.
Well, we can see that, brother.
It's because you don't have them.
I can't even.
I want you to hear something.
What the hell?
I want you to hear something. I'm building up.
Okay.
Boston Scott helped to blow the game at the fumble.
Yeah, yeah.
Boston Scott, after the game, is talking about Kelce. And he's talking about how much he means to the team and to him. Al, at the end, you're going to hear him break down. He's about to cry as he talks about Kelce and how he hurt the team. Boston Scott hurt team with that fumble. Listen.
Just a tenacious dude, man. He's the embodiment of this team. He's the embodiment, in my opinion, of Philadelphia, man. Just gritty, nasty, you know what I'm saying? You might knock him down, but he's going to get right back up. He's going to work hard, blue collar. Like, he embodies the city, man. And so he's definitely a big-time leader. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and how he's been able to contribute over the years, you know. It's just incredible to watch, incredible to see. And so whenever I make dumb mistakes like that, it really hurts me, you know, because guys like that have been in the league for such a long time,
you don't know how many years they have left.
Well said, isn't it? That guy, I love that guy too.
It's a beautiful comment.
Yeah.
And it shows you the love that they have for Jason Kelce.
Great.
And you need more Jason Kelce's, and we need Brandon Brooks to be Jason Kelce.
Yeah. I don't think you're ever going to see Brooks. You may never see him again.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play again.
He's not going to be here next year.
Definitely
not.
No,
I don't think he comes back.
He's a massive
salary
cap hit.
That's a horrible injury. That's a horrible injury.
It's a strain.
No, no, no.
Does Hargrave seem okay?
You have no ability to...
You do this every time there's a medical issue.
I'm just telling you, that's a bad injury.
You're the Dr. Fauci of Philadelphia sports.
Flip-flopper.
You're a flip-flopper.
I can't.
Jonesy, whose side are you on here?
Yours. Al's embarrassing right now.
You're embarrassing. You're Dr. Fauci.
He doesn't know anything about a pec.
I tore it.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait till the 8 o'clock hour when Al says that he should be playing.
Yeah, I didn't do it in football. I did it on a ski lift, but it hurts.
That's just stupidity.
Oh, you did. You hurt your pec in a...
Hanging from a gun. Didn't get off
in
time.
He fell out of the chair.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Well done.
It was...
I have to use my first time out here because I got an awkward situation.
Really?
What is it?
Last week, around this time, we obtained a call from a caller named Sean. He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
And we knew we were in trouble as soon as he started talking about 6-0 and all the great stuff that was going to happen, right? And Jonesy looked at me, and I looked at Jonesy. Jonesy said, we're screwed. We're going to lose this game Sunday because we're overconfident.
Yes.
This guy knows.
Yeah.
And we played it. We actually played it on Friday. It said, if they get jinxed, it's Sean's fault.
Yes.
Sean's on now. Now, Al, can he screw the Jets game up too? There's no way, right?
Let's hear this.
Sean from Maryland is on the line. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Ange. Morning, crew. I come hat in hand today, Ange.
Good.
And
good.
Beg your forgiveness. I drank the Kool-Aid. I made a prediction.
Yeah.
6-0. I felt great about the team, and then they gave me that turd slop of a game on Sunday.
Nothing like some turd
slop. All right, Sean. So you are admitting you ruined the season.
Wow. I ruined the week. I don't know about the season, but
Well, we needed to win. The season is in dire straits now, and all we had to do was win that game against that awful – oh, that Giants team is bad, Sean. What made you get so swept up in that moment?
I just got swept up. We had a great game the week before. Everything was clicking, and then everything went down the tubes on Sunday. And, I feel horrible. You'll never hear another prediction out of me again.
Great. Now, Sean, this would help me because I'm sure that loss killed you.
Oh, it was horrible.
Who do you blame the most for that? There's lots of people you could blame. Who do you blame the most?
Blame the most? I got to blame Howie the most. I blame the GM in this case for putting that product on the field. We've got draft choices who drop the ball, the first round draft choices. We got first round draft choices who aren't even around on the field. So that's the product that's put on the field. Now, there's plenty of other blame to go around, but Howie's in my crosshairs right now.
Well, I want you to know, Sean, you're a class act for taking responsibility for this. Because we got nervous when you said it, and then it proved to be true. But you making no prediction this week, Josie, that's a good sign,
right? It's a very good sign.
All right, so,
yes.
Sean, give me one word to describe Philadelphia right now. What's the word?
I got it. It's great. I got a definition of it, if I can.
Sure.
We our owners and our general managers, our top brass, have set such low expectations and standards, and they're not willing to go the extra mile to do something great. And that is the definition of mediocrity. And that's where we sit in Philadelphia sports for 2021.
Mm. That's actually kind of optimistic mediocrity. The Flyers have lost 6 in a row.
They're around 500. What are the 6?
No, they're not around 500. You can't. Al, they're around 500 don't include the overtime losses.
Al said they're coming out of it.
Well, I'm just telling you, the guy says mediocre. Basically, right. You had a 500 baseball team.
They're not even that. Yeah, I know what you say. They're all hovering.
Yeah.
But to me, watching every day, they're not even mediocre. They're below that.
Well, you got to strive for something.
All right. Mike,
that's you have Al. Not reached it yet, Al.
Striving for 500.
Keep trying, Al. You're getting closer. Mike's next from Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Mike. What's on your mind, pal?
This whole situation with the Eagles, this isn't even Howie anymore. This is completely 100% Jeff Lurie.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, we hired Nick Sirianni, and we believe the second he was hired, he was the yes man that Howie and Jeffrey Lurie wanted. I believe Howie is the yes man for Jeffrey Lurie. At this point, I don't even give fault to Howie Roseman. I put 100% blame on Jeffrey Lurie.
This is a great call.
He is sitting here trying to be Jerry Jones, acting like he needs to run every single aspect of this team, when he doesn't even know I'm so angry, I don't even have words right now.
No, he doesn't know football, Mike, but he thinks he does.
Exactly.
Mike, this is the best call I've had this week. You're 100% right. We keep looking at Howie because Howie is the puppet for Lurie, but it's Lurie. Jonesy uncovered it at the beginning of this show. Lurie was the one in that war room at the Zoom saying, I got to have more speed. Get me Rager. Rager's faster than Jefferson. Get me Rager. And now they got to force Rager onto us in the hope the owner isn't dumb and made a terrible mistake. They're all serving. This is the problem with Lurie, Mike. He has surrounded himself his whole life with yes men. And the city is not a yes city. We are not. We're going to call them out. What you just did is great, Mike, because you're pointing the finger where it belongs, right at the top. This is brilliant stuff, Mike.
When we won the Super Bowl in 2017 and Nick Foles came in at quarterback, we started running the RPO offense more frequently. I think we did a little bit with Carson Wentz, but obviously Foles was a little bit better with it. Jeffrey Lurie saw that RPO offense and saw options and saw the idea that you can confuse a defense with it. The first 7 weeks of this season was Jeffrey Lurie sitting there saying, this is the offense that won us a Super Bowl. This is what we're going to run. This is how we're going to go back to the Super Bowl. And then finally, Nick Sirianni decided, you're dumb. And we're going to start running the football.
Ooh. I don't know
and
that.
Now,
I don't.
Now,
yeah, I don't
now.
Think that. I don't think that. Nick Sirianni sounds to me like he's doing exactly what he's being told. That's what
yeah,
I'm. I'm
well,
up against no, for, a break, but, Mike. I need your word. I'm up against a break right now. Give me your word.
I feel tortured.
Tortured.
I like that.
Good word. 215-592-9494. We're doing the word because yesterday, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, I didn't even know there were dictionaries anymore.
Yeah, there are online.
Out. The word to describe the world in 2021, vaccine.
Yeah.
But we think we could come up with a better word for Philadelphia. That's why we're doing it. 215.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it is 7:43 right now, ladies and gentlemen. And coming up at the top of the hour is Odyssey insider Brian Balder. I love Brian.
He's the best.
We had him on very recently, but when we heard this, we said we got to book him again because Brian Balder is watching tape and scratching his head. Please understand this. He was a really fine offensive lineman and one of the best tape analysts going. And he was watching the Eagles game as it unfolded. And I have already have a long list of reasons why I'm angry at Nick Sirianni. From what he did in featuring Rager way too much.
Mm-hmm.
To all of the, I don't want to call it lying, all of the
covering up
yeah. that he did over the past 24 hours for Rager is on my nerves as well. But he could have won the game so easily if he just played to his team's strength.
Yes.
Before you hear this cut of a tweet that Brian Baldinger sent out, keep in mind, Nick Sirianni, who had won the last two games running the ball, mm-hmm. passed the ball 11 of the first 16 plays.
It was infuriating.
And the Eagles ended up with no points in the first half. Given that, listen to Brian as he's breaking the tape down.
If I was an Eagles offensive player, I'd be pissed. I'd be so freaking pissed. Like, what they could have done to this team, they ran this play over and over again. Like, just watch Mulata, what he does right here. Like, he's just bending people. Like, no wonder why Jalen Hurts led the game in rushing. I mean, he's just running behind Mulata. Like, they didn't need to throw the ball once. They could have just ran the ball right at the big blue. Like, they knocked him all over the field.
And they were knocking him over the field.
Yep.
And then what would happen is they get into a Giants territory, and then they'd stop passing the ball.
Correct.
And you go, A, Hurts is having a horrible day passing the ball. B, you don't need to.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it?
Because they wanted to get their passing game going.
And why? They could do it against the Giants.
Are you going to try to win a football game? It's in front of you. Just do what works.
Yes. They did not respect their opponent.
Arrogant.
They were arrogant. And they thought that they could walk over the Giants in a passing game that's not very good. They thought they could find a way to make it work.
All right. And I brought this up to the coach yesterday. I went, Coach, because he's worried about what the defense is doing. I said, you face the best rushing defense in football, Denver, 2 weeks ago. You didn't give a damn how good they were. You didn't care how many people were in the box. You ran for 240 yards. Yeah. You know why? Because your strength is bigger than their strength. Use it. Yeah. And he didn't do it. He ruined that game, too.
He did. That they ran against New Orleans, too, who were great against
number
the run.
Number one.
Yes, it's like that was 2 weeks in a row that the run worked. And it worked on the most successful drives that they had in that game against the Giants. It was the run that did it.
I tell you, I had, in the final minute of that game, over 100 emails in 5 minutes.
That was amazing.
But the number one email I got yesterday, and hundreds of them, why won't they just run the ball? They're great at it.
Yeah.
What, you got an offense?
Run the ball.
That Mailata is a monster.
He's crushing people.
He's killing people. Lane Johnson is one of the best run blockers in football. Kelce in the middle is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is the strength of your team, and you refuse to use it.
Judge, you want to know why Jalen Hurts has a sore ankle? Because I pointed this out to you during the game. It was that series where they ran it three times, picked up something like 30, 35 yards, and then decided to start passing the ball. That drive ended with him getting sacked, and he limped off the field, and I flipped out to you.
Yeah. He never got hurt running it.
Never.
He got hurt passing.
Yeah.
This is the point. This is it's coaching malpractice.
Is there any doubt in your mind if the Eagles continued to run the ball on any of those drives, even if it was a field goal game, they were going to win the game?
Jonesy,
they didn't have to get in the end zone. They would have won by kicking it through.
The Eagles would have won three games this year if they just did what they're best at.
Yes.
But their coach won't do it. And I keep saying to myself, is he not too bright?
No.
Or are there people around him telling him to do the wrong thing?
Do you think he got the coaching job because he told him he can run the ball?
No.
Well, then you know what? Either they're telling him not to run it, or he's not doing it because he knows his job could be in jeopardy. Either way, it's ridiculous. It's not what this team is. Oh, I if I were Kelce, I would want to strangle people today because he knows what the strength is. He is the strength. And they are basically killing that guy. He's playing injured. He's one of the greatest players we've ever had in this town. And they're disrespecting him by doing what they're doing. It's a shame.
How did he come out of that game? Is he listed as anything?
Yeah, he's always.
I'm curious about
that. We assume he will play. Mm. It's kind of like the same thing with Brandon Brooks. We assume he will never play again.
Yes.
And we know that Kelce will play even if he has himself in a body cast.
Yeah.
Some people play, some people collect money. Matt's on the line. Hi, Matt.
Hey, it's been a while. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Matt. What are you feeling this morning?
Well, watching that game Sunday, I was there, you know, sitting there, and I told my wife, I said, this, you know, pretty early in the game, this feels like exactly like the last few years with Wentz. Like, it feels, you're in it. You don't score points in the first half, but you're still in it at halftime. And then at the end, you have a chance to win, and you just don't have enough of playmakers to make a big play.
Yeah. Well, you have playmakers. You didn't use them. You understand? Take a look at that last play again. I don't know what anybody else is looking at, but Smith looks wide open to me near the sideline. I mean, 7-8 yards ahead of the only guy that's covering him. If Hurts had seen him, we win the game.
Yeah, that one's on Hurts, I agree. But, he didn't see it, and that's on him. And it feels just like Wentz. Like, at the end of the game, he hit the wrong guy or hit the worst receiver we have. And I just feel like we need more playmakers. I mean, look at our receivers.
Yeah. No, I think there's talent there, but it's not being used properly. Al, you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
There's more there. What were you just saying? You got great run blockers. You know what you need to do?
Run.
All the time.
Run the ball,
all the time. Don't – you got to run working. You're going down the field. All I keep thinking of Jordan Howard, they handed him the ball five straight times and every play was a nice gainer.
Yeah.
Couple big gainers. You know why? Until they prove they could stop it, why not keep doing it?
Simple. Well, get ahead and then I mean, you know, long term, you have to pass.
Yep.
But this is a game. You're in a game. You have to win this game.
Maddie, I need a word, one word to describe Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, and real quick, I feel like that Giants stadium was electric. It felt like they were like, oh, you suckers, you're confident. We're going to come in here and beat you. Mm. But anyway, this word, you know, stands for frustration and worried, vexation.
Vexation?
Vexation. We're vexed. Mm. We're frustrated. All right, before I do this, I want you to hear, Al. And I had these yesterday to kind of lighten the mood. Then I didn't want to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, the guy just brought it up. You see how that game ended against your buddy Tom Brady?
Well, Tom Brady, they had the running back, Fournette, which is terrific, yeah.
It's not how the game ended. Wentz is dropping back. He's down 7 late in the game, but he's right on the doorstep. Let's see if he can make the big play to tie Brady.
Wentz, three-man rush, still pressured, rolls out, stands in, airing it out, going deep towards the end zone. It's intercepted!
Oh, no! Oh, no! It was intercepted! He lost!
Didn't they win the previous game by their running back going off?
Yes, four running touchdowns.
Yeah.
One receiving.
He's carrying Wentz right now, Taylor. Al, that is how the Super Bowl would have ended if he was facing. Yeah,
it's so true.
That's all I want
to
say.
That is so true.
That is so true.
You called it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, because they are part of our family here, Merrill and Mike, they allow us, Al, to bug their car. And they drive around the city a lot together.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was kind of unfortunate what we uncovered because they were listening to us for a while. Let's pick up the action.
Ugh, what a disgusting loss that was, Mike.
Let's play some carpool karaoke.
I don't feel like singing today, Mike. Just put the radio on.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't want to listen to WIP either. I can't rehash that disgrace again.
The other station's playing Christmas music.
Drop the ball, we're blaming Howie. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Didn't draft Jefferson, now we're sorry.
Stop, stop, stop. Put something else on.
Why the hell did we pick Jalen Reagor? This time next year he won't be in the league.
I'm tired of this negativity. Let's try to be positive instead.
Okay, I'm positive Reagor can't catch a ball.
I saw Reagor drop a touchdown pass. A pass that would have won the game that night.
Oh, for God's sakes, Mike. No more Christmas songs.
Okay, let's try the Jewish station.
Oh, Rager, 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 his hands made out of stone. And Howie, 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 another draft pick blown.
The Hanukkah songs aren't doing it either, Mike.
I apologize, Merle. Let's try the Spanish station.
Rager's really bad. Rager's really bad. He's only here because Coach knew his dad.
Ugh, let's just put WIP back on.
Blah, 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 blah. Ow! Blah, 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 blah.
I did not, excuse me for a moment. I do not appreciate the depiction of the WIP morning show. That is not a good impersonation.
I believe it's completely
show.
Accurate.
Ow. Shut up. See Joe Conklin appear with the City Rhythm Orchestra at St. Dennis Church in Havertown on January 15th.
Wow.
For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.